This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. You may have heard this factoid before. Washington is the most trade-dependent state in the country. And now that President Trump has slapped tariffs on aluminum and steel imports, we wondered how Washington could be affected. To find out, I spoke with Deborah Glassman, a senior lecturer in business economics at the University of Washington.
Well, you've got a couple layers of effects. First of all, any kind of trade protection intends to protect producers in a targeted industry, in this case, steel and aluminum. And the state of Washington does have some production in those areas. The second effect, which is much bigger, is on industries that use steel and aluminum as inputs. Everything from construction to manufacture of Boeing aircraft, to food processing where you have canning of products or beverages. Those effects are much bigger, much more widespread, and in terms of jobs, dwarf the numbers of jobs that are protected by tariffs.
And how could those impacts play out if they apply to Washington industries like aerospace and construction?
Well, I think that we'll all be affected one way or another. And one thing that economists are unanimously in agreement on is that trade protection ultimately hurts consumers. Whether we're consuming new homes, whether we're traveling in airplanes, whether we're buying canned beverages at the grocery store, we will see all of those things higher in price.
So those costs will get passed on to us. So our European Union allies are warning us that these new tariffs violate the rules of the World Trade Organization and that this move by President Trump could start a trade war. If that happens, how could Washington State be affected?
Well, a trade war happens when a trading partner retaliates against trade protection. So we put on we put tariffs on steel and aluminum, and the Europeans have already made up a list of products that they will impose retaliatory tariffs on. I think there are a couple areas where we're vulnerable. One is that historically, a lot of times retaliatory tariffs are slapped on food products. And Washington State exports a lot of agricultural products, and it's not inconceivable that we could see tariffs on our exports of wheat or hops or a variety of other products.
Apples,
another example.
Now, it's also possible that Washington will not specifically be targeted with retaliatory tariffs. Is that right?
That's correct. And this is actually a really interesting political story. Going back at least to the 1990s and probably earlier, the United States kind of set a pattern of choosing trade retaliation that is politically targeted. So, for example, in the 1990s, we were very worried about subsidized grains and oilseed production from the European Union. And we retaliated by putting tariffs on French products because the French had been among the most protectionist of the countries. So we threatened tariffs on things like imported French white wine and Dijon mustard and other products. The Europeans seem to have learned that lesson because if you look at the products they've targeted for potential retaliation against
this time
the steel
around.
And the aluminum tariffs, they have mentioned are things like Harley-Davidson motorcycles, and Kentucky bourbon. I think it's no coincidence at all that the top two Republican leaders in Congress are from the states of Wisconsin and Kentucky. And I think the Europeans have chosen very carefully where they want to place their retaliation.
Deborah, the president has faced strong opposition to these tariffs, not just from economists and folks like you, but from other Republicans. What's your sense of why President Trump is doing this?
I think he has a very strong view of trade, which is well established in his mind, about trade being a win or a loss. And that you can measure whether you're winning in trade by your bilateral country-to-country trade surplus or deficit. Economists would not agree with that. The economists would say that's too narrow a way to think about trade. That's, we can have a trade deficit with one country, say Mexico, and have a trade surplus with another country, let's say Canada, and have things balance out over the group of countries. That's what trade agreements attempt to do. And by moving back a step and focusing just on individual countries, we hurt ourselves. We don't realize the full benefits that we could realize through trade.
Deborah Glassman is a senior lecturer in business economics at the University of Washington. The tariffs on steel and aluminum take effect at the end of next week. The tariff on steel is 25%, 10% on aluminum. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.